Ethiopia, Ethiopia, land in which the Bible has your nation. You have been in existence for a long, long, long time. You are as old as my ancient people, as my Abraham's seed. For in you, Abraham's seed has entered it. And in me, as I have reserved my people Israel, I have reserved you even for this end time. You shall be a great and mighty place of refuge in these end times. And as I have never forgotten you, even when I visited my people Israel, so I will not forget you. And as I raised that Ethiopian eunuch and brought forth the outpouring of my spirit through him, so I will raise up you, my people. You who love me, you who call upon my name, you who know me, and you shall rise and be a great part of this outpouring. For from you, there will be much going forth to all the nations of Africa. Your light will be so bright that all of Africa will know of you. For I will visit you as I brought a visitation to the Queen of Sheba, as I brought a visitation to the Ethiopian eunuch, so I will visit you. For is not one of the 12 from your land Aduna? So I have not forgotten you, O Ethiopia. For you are a holy people, sanctified for this end time. And a light shall come forth so strong, such that even the enemy cannot come near. For I will cause you to prosper yet again. For I know all that you have been through, your sufferings, your impoverishment, your poverty, but yet I will raise prosperity in these end times. You shall be rich in the produce of the land, and thus you shall rise to feed my people, for I will cause an abundance of food and prosperity, that all may be fed, and I will raise a holy people who will rise from you and be a great part of this move. So your land has been anointed and sealed, as is the land of Israel, in Jesus' name.